welcome back to Before We Go. Amanda is not here today, so it's just me, Tiffany, and my friend Kiara.
Hello, everyone.
Yes, that was a wonderful voice break. I'm just now hitting puberty. But I'm so glad you could come. We've been talking about this for a long time.
Yes, for like a month.
Yes.
And I was like, Tiffany, how come I haven't come in yet? And you're like, wow, I'm a bad person and I keep canceling. But here I am.
Yes, I've been the worst.
In the flesh.
I was like, yes, we can do it this weekend. And I was like, I can't. I don't know what I had. And then last time my thesis defense got rescheduled. Legitimate excuse, but we're here.
Yes.
So thank you for coming.
Oh, thank you. It's honestly a pleasure to be here to all your fans and followers.
Yes.
I am glad to have my presence in their ears. So
you're fulfilling in a small way.
Right.
A dream. Well, is it a dream? Or just
I would say
a thing you would like to have done.
A thing I would like to have done. Like, it's definitely getting off the bucket list, so
yes.
That's amazing. But hey, who knows? This is my claim to fame right here. Just being like, oh, I was on the Before We Go podcast, and from there my career took off.
Yes. This is, you'll look back at this moment. This will be it.
Exactly.
Your practice run through. Okay. So, how did we meet?
Oh, wow. Oh, I think I know. So, well, I took O-Chem with Michelle, right? I didn't even know who Michelle was.
Our mutual friend, Michelle.
Yeah, I didn't even know who she was, low-key, until one of my other friends, her name was Taylor, but she's since graduated right now, but she introduced me to Michelle, and then from there, found out Michelle was in, like, my O-Chem 1 class, and from there, we had O-Chem 1 lab, and that's how we met. And I was like, who is this Tiffany character?
O-Chem 1 lab?
Or not.
I thought
it was biochem.
It was biochem.
Did I say O-Chem?
Mm-hmm.
I meant biochem. But, well, I met Michelle through O-Chem.
Yes.
Then from there, me and Michelle were in biochem 1 together with Taylor, but then Taylor graduated, like, that semester. And then in lab, since you were Michelle's lab partner, and I was like, who is this Tiffany?
We were right next to, yes.
Yeah, right next to each other. Yeah, and you were like, wow, like, she's super fun. I remember, like, you would always comment and be like, you're super funny.
Yes.
Like, I can't stop laughing. Like, I look at you and I just have to laugh.
No,
and I'm like, wow, do I look funny? Like,
no.
Come at me, bro.
I was also hungry. I'd either just eaten or, like, I was super hungry.
Yeah.
Because it was around, like, lunchtime. And, you would just be making, like, the greatest stories. You would just make a comment and I would be pouring something into a graduated cylinder. And I was like, well, I just overpoured that one.
Yeah. That's what a lot of people say. Like, there's this one girl who is in my O-Chem lab, like, the previous semester. And, like, I didn't even know who she was, didn't know her name. Like, only knew her face, really. Mm-hmm. I couldn't tell you what she looks like now, though. But one of my friends that was in my French class, and she's also graduated because she was a year ahead of us. She would, like, come up to me after French, and she was like, do you know so-and-so? And I'm like, who? And she was like, oh, she looks like this. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, she's in my O-Chem lab. And she was like, yeah. She was telling me she's in your O-Chem lab. And she was like, she tells me about the funniest jokes that you say at O-Chem lab. And I was like, what did I say? Like, I was really shook, because I was like, what did I say? Am I being taboo? Like, what am I doing? And so our TA was talking about, like, how he met his wife and was like, yeah, we had, like, a big fight before we actually kind of, like, tied the knot, basically, or kind of made it official that we were engaged. And I was like, oh, my God, Michael, is she one of those that, like, squeezes out her toothpaste from the middle or the end? Because you look like you squeeze out your toothpaste from the end, and, like, I think that could be a really big thing. And he literally looked at me and he was like, what goes on in your mind, woman? Like, who is this? And apparently, like, that literally, she was on the other side of the room. This is how loud I am, okay? Everybody complains about it, but here I am, big mouth
so
me,
great.
Flapping my lips. But, like, she was all the way on the other side of this lab room. Like, I was in this corner, she was all the way in the other corner. And I was like, how the heck did she hear my comment from that far away? And then I realized, actually louder than you think you are. And then, like, even, like, I went outside, or I was outside in my at my apartment, and literally one of my friends lives on, like, the other side, but, like, there's this, like, grassy thing, like, you can still see people from the other side, right? But it's like miles away, like, not miles, but, like, maybe 1 mile away. And literally, like, I'm over there, made a funny joke, cracking up myself, because, like, I think I'm the funniest person I've ever met. And I'm literally laughing. And she literally texts me, and she's like, is that you laughing outside, ruining my reading experience? She was like, I can hear you from across the parking lot. And I was like, ooh. She was just like, ooh. Like, I was so like, But, yeah, she was so funny. She's like, I can literally hear every word you're saying. And I was like, wow, it really be like that sometimes.
No, yeah. I think it's just your humor, it's so relatable. Like the toothpaste thing, I think you just express that feeling and that emotion. Right. So you hit it so hard on the head that we're just like, oh my gosh, yes, that's exactly what I was feeling.
I don't even know what, like, how it came about. But even then, like,
so true.
Even in, like, PCAM, like, you and Blessing will always be laughing, and I'm like, what did I say? Even though, like, I'm laughing too, but, like, sometimes I just laugh at anything I say. Like, I look at myself, I just laugh, like, just, I don't know, it just keeps going. But everybody's just like, wow, your laugh is so contagious,
yes.
And, like, you're just so funny. So that's, like, how we met, basically, because you're like, wow, you're literally, like, hilarious.
It
like,
made I don't... biochem labs so good.
I know, everybody says that. They're like, you really pass the lab time. Like, I enjoy having you in lab because, like, it makes it more bearable. And I'm like, wow, I'm just being myself, just saying my quirks and going on with my life.
If you don't follow Kiara on Snapchat or Instagram,
oh
your
God.
Snapchat stories, I mean,
Snapchat.
I would, like, rewatch some just because I was laughing.
Oh, my gosh. So there was this one time, literally the last one that literally has me dying is my roommate was making potatoes, right? And I'm pretty sure, she says it was the cumin, but I know for sure it wasn't the cumin. I think she put too much oil in it to where, like, the oil kind of created, like, oil smoke.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, and just... She used, like a cookie sheet to, like, cover it to, like, steam the potatoes. To steam the potatoes
with
in oil. Like, I don't know. And then when she, like, lifted it, literally all this, like, oil smoke came into our apartment. It was foggy. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know who I was. I was very confused. And all of a sudden, like, I'm just like, eh, like, we're all just, like, dying. And then we're, like, laughing because it's going on for, like, half an hour where we're like, ha, 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 like, you're coughing. And then it's like, eh, like, as soon as you take that breath to, like, continue your laugh, like, we're literally, like, dying.
Yeah.
Like, and I was like, dang, like, this potato monoxide is really getting in my lungs. I did not know if I was going to see the light of day the next day, to be honest. But yeah, I videoed the whole thing on my Snapchat. I'm such a mess.
I hope you saved it. If Vine were still alive, man, like that.
I think I would be famous.
Oh, yeah.
I tried to get into the vlogging thing on YouTube, though, and that didn't really work out well.
TikTok. That's the
TikTok?
Next
what the heck is a TikTok? Is that what the young people are into these days?
It's
kind
enlighten
me.
I think it used to be Musical.ly, and then they revamped it.
Yeah, Musical.ly. I heard about that.
But I think you could be very successful on that platform. It's fine, I think, but with more features.
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe. But
so
yeah.
The new people are...
I tried to be a YouTube influencer, and I mean, it low-key kind of worked, because I had, like, this one, like, Baylor video that got, like, 1,000-something views. I was like, dang, I didn't know I was that popular. But, like... Ultimately, I kind of had to take it down during, like, you know, application processes and stuff,
right,
so people
right.
couldn't find me out and know my real identity.
No, I mean, your personality is so, it's, like, radiant.
No, yeah, I'm just a real big ball of sunshine, and I don't know where this came from.
Yes, I love it.
Because it's, like, but the sad thing is, like, people will be like, oh, well, not people, but me, really. It's, like, oh, even on, like, my worst day, like, I'm still the same.
Yeah.
Like, but people would never know that. I'm, like, I don't know.
No, I remember there was one time it was a really rough week for both of us. I think you were sitting on the floor of the BSB.
Probably,
and then, like, working on something. And then still, I think we still had a laugh about something.
Like, so. I don't know. I always have to find, like, the good in something to, like, make my day. Because I can't live like that. Like,
no, so, yeah.
So, yeah, wow, good times. But yeah, you were just like, oh, she's so funny. And I was like, ooh, I think I like her because she said I was funny.
And then we were lab partners again.
Yes, yes, the
for,
next
for
year.
PCAM.
Next year, yeah.
Yeah, because Biochem 2.
We were still in the same Biochem 2, but we weren't in the same lab.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or the lab lecture, whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
So tell the listeners a little about yourself. What do you do?
Oh,
who
no.
are you?
Well, my name is Kiara, as we already previously mentioned. I am a biochemistry major.
Yes.
Graduating in May.
Yes.
Very scary, very exciting, though. And yeah, I guess that's really what encompasses me about my school life. So, of course, biochemistry keeps me very, very busy. And yeah.
That's outside of school, what do you do in your life?
Yikes. Okay, well, Netflix obviously is part of my life.
I was going to say, you can't not mention the wonderful shows.
Yeah, everybody is Netflix. So, Netflix gang, Hulu gang too. So, yeah. Also, baking.
Yes.
You can find me in my kitchen baking cookies. Really good cookies, by the way.
Vegan cookies, gluten-free cookies.
Yeah, my shameless plug right here, tooting my own horn, toot toot. So follow me on my shameless plug. Follow me on Instagram at WilderSweets, WilderSweets. All one word.
Yes.
Nothing else. But
we'll put it in the intro.
Put it. Why not?
Yeah.
Why not? So yeah, you can usually find me baking in my kitchen. If I'm not doing that, probably asleep. If I'm not doing that, probably watching Netflix. And not doing that, probably at school, maybe. We'll see if I showed up to class that day. We really don't know.
This is so fair. We only have 3 more days to show up too, right?
Today's Tuesday. Yeah, today's Tuesday. Wednesday. Oh my God.
I know. The last 3 days of college.
Wow.
Ever.
Very stressful for me. Very stressful for me.
We'll get to that part later. So first, how did you get into baking? Have you always liked to bake?
I have always liked to bake, and especially exploring my options as I was vegan back in the day. Well, now I'm kind of more of a vegetarian, but that's a different story. That's not the point of this conversation, okay? But embarking on my vegan journey, I am very much somebody that has sweet teeth. Not just a sweet tooth, but all of my teeth love the sweets. We're sweet on board for the sweets. So it was really hard for me to find, you know, vegan cookies, vegan cupcakes, vegan cake, like anything remotely vegan in Waco, because, you know, it's a desert out here.
Yes.
So
in many ways.
In many ways, yes. Food, vegan food desert, besides like Chipotle, but you can only really get like food, not really like dessert. But I decided, hey, like one day on a whim, I looked up this cookie recipe and made it, but made modifications, of course, because that would be stealing and plagiarizing or something in the cookie world, I guess.
And so terrible.
Plagiarizing, maybe?
Plagiarizing. Yeah. Can you plagiarize? Yeah, I guess you could plagiarize a recipe.
Whatever.
Steal a recipe. Yeah.
Stealing someone else's recipe. But I made my own modifications because I was like, ooh, like that ingredient doesn't look good, or like that doesn't look good, because I don't want like a fruit and nut cookie. I want something with substance, okay? Yeah. All the body, if you will. But yeah, so then I made my own recipe and made it, took a bite, and I was like, oh my God, these are the best cookies I've ever made in my life. Because before that, it was really rough. Like, they were either really cakey or, like, you know, tasted fruit and nut, and I'm not about... Okay, well, power to you if you love those fruit and nut cookies, but for me, I want chocolate explosion, sugar up in my mouth,
yes,
like, getting cavities. So so that is how Wilder Sweets kind of came to be, but...
It's because you were dissatisfied with the healthy quality of vegan cookies.
Exactly. The health factor was not it for me, Chief, but, yeah, always loved baking, always loved it. And yeah, so that just stemmed all that, and I did it in my free time because, you know, I was always on the hunt for the perfect cookie, and here I am.
Yes, I'm so glad, and I can attest those cookies, because I did make vegan cookies once,
right?
And I was like, this is a granola bar.
Exactly. It's not a cookie. We don't want oats, we don't want dried cranberries, we don't want raisins, like whatever the heck.
I am here varieties. For a cookie.
Right, yes. Exactly.
So how did you decide to make it into a business? Did it just kind of naturally take that turn, or was it one day you were like, I'm gonna make some money off of this?
It was honestly a joke. Like,
really?
Yeah, it was a joke. So
very good joke.
Yeah. So when I made these cookies for the very first time, I like took a bite and I was like, oh my God. And I called my roommate over and I was like, you need to try these, because, like, I don't know if it's just me being biased because I think I'm great at everything, or if they're actually like, you know, as awesome as I think they are. And so she literally took one bite out of them and she just goes, you need to make a business. And I was like, like, I'm a biochem major. Like, what is business? Who is business? Like, why business? Like, that's never crossed my mind, basically. But for her, like, she already had, like, an established business with, like, stickers and, like, making shirts and stuff like that. And now photography. So, like, she's got money out... Well, not really money out the wazoo, because we're still in college. People, keep that in mind. But, like, she has multiple, like, things that she does to where, like, if people want it, like, she got it.
You were with the right person.
Exactly. Yeah. So then I was like, business, like, what? I haven't even taken one business class in my time here. Yeah. So, like, me? What?
But I can draw you a Michaelis Menten curve.
Oh, yes. I can draw you a whatever that. Well, now I don't know anymore.
Yeah,
but
I don't remember.
I mean, I could tell you about denaturization now, kind of, from what I Googled.
Business.
True. Close enough.
Yes.
But, yeah, so she's like, no, you need to make a business. So then I was like, whatever. So then I posted on, like, all my social medias before our, like, Instagram came to be. And I was like, LOL, like, who wants to buy my cookies? And people actually responded. And I was a little shook squad because I was like, I was a little shook. And, like, a lot of people were like, yeah, I want to, or, like, two people. I think you were one of them,
I
right? I think you were one of the first ones. I can't even remember. But, yeah, shout out to you, Tiff.
I see cookies and I will be there.
Right. So, yeah, I made them and then sold them. And then from then on, we were like, okay, like, let's actually make an Instagram because I'm tired of getting DMs in my own personal Snapchats. Like, it's annoying.
Right.
I mean, thank you, people, for your business. But, like, I needed a different outlet to where I can separate my business life from my personal life. Right. Okay. But so then, yeah, the Instagram came to be. And now we have all these lists and lists of DMs from people and, like, Spice Village has been one of our top, like,
that's
sellers.
Right.
Like, all of their employees really love our cookies, and I'm really excited about it. And now that graduation's coming around and we have gluten-free cookies, everybody's like, oh, I want gluten-free cookies for my friend for graduation or, like, for myself. And I'm like, oh, great. So that's really, like, put our business on blast is making gluten-free especially. And I didn't know how many, like, intolerances people had. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of people are like, oh, I'm dairy-free or I want to be more conscious or I am vegan or, like, oh, gluten-free is a preference because, you know, you hear gluten's bad for your gut and stuff like that. Like, this health movement has really helped, even though, like,
for sure,
these cookies aren't necessarily the healthiest because, like, there's a lot of sugar. But beside the fact, like, there's no butter, no eggs, no nothing like that. And everybody's like, wow, this is honestly a worry-free cookie because I have all these allergies. I didn't know what to eat, and now here you are, and I am grateful for that. And I'm like, thank you.
You filled a needed space. You filled a vacuum.
Exactly, the vacuum of nothingness, and now there is a somethingness.
Yes.
That is me, the untapped market.
You should put that on the bio of your Instagram. So it's taken off, right? You're still taking on new customers.
Right.
I remember it was, we were in P-Chem Lab.
Yes.
And you came in and you were just casually like, guys, I'm starting a cookie business.
Exactly,
and
yeah. That's when it started.
We were like, yes, please.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. And you guys were like my first or second order and I came through.
It was so cute. The boxes were wrapped with a ribbon on them.
Yes,
they had tissue
yes.
paper.
Now we have stickers. Well, not like stickers made for us, but we invested in some, you know, random stickers. But we have stickers now
yeah.
that we put on the packaging, so that's nice. But yeah, I still do the ribbon and still kind of that homey feel. And also, we'll be in Dallas this weekend. That was creepy. We'll be in Dallas this weekend, actually, because there's, like, this winery that's up there that's doing, like, something called a sippin' shop. So
yeah.
basically, like, oh, people are going to come in, have wine, and then there's, like, local vendors selling whatever they want, kind of like a baby farmer's market. Not necessarily the farmer's market, but, yeah. And so we're going to be going there for the dead days, basically, for finals because, you know, who cares about school? I mean, now that we're, like, moving on with our lives,
right?
I know, I'm just kidding. Still got to walk across the stage, low-key, but,
very high-key.
Very high-key, actually, yes, very high-key. But, yeah, so I'm doing that for dead days, and hopefully we get a lot of business from there as, you know, we transition from leaving Waco to going to Dallas. So hopefully, yeah, that works out, the future of the business to
yes.
actually blow up and maybe get, like, a food truck or something, like, who knows?
Yes.
I know, yeah.
Even the healthy Tiff's treats. Well, the vegan tips.
The more environmentally conscious.
There you go.
Treats, question mark,
yes.
exclamation point.
Tips, treats, that's better for your conscience.
Yeah, yeah. Or, well, a lot of people call us like the vegan bittersweet, I guess.
Yes, because you do have very creative. Oh, here, you can, let's mention some of the cookies that you make.
Oh, wow, I have a lot of cookies. Actually, we have 7 flavors now. So we have 5 like normal floured cookies, you know, you kind of have to worry about the gluten. And then we have 2 like ultimate worry-free, gluten-free. So those ones we just have, it's called Chip Off the Old Block. And I tried to make it really retro and cute because, I don't know, people, well, people still say like, hey, can I get the chocolate chip? But to me, it's important that it's
yes.
kind of snazzy. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm snazzy.
Right. Gotta represent
exactly.
yourself.
Gotta build a brand of something.
Yes.
So, but we have Chip Off the Old Block, which is the, you know, chocolate chip cookie. And then we have a new flavor that hasn't really been released yet on our Instagram, but I actually take orders for it, so it's fine. If you're in the know, you know.
Exclusive.
Exclusive right here, yeah. Before we go. But, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm so loud and like.
You're great.
Yeah, the podcast people have a lot of power. Like, they could easily just like scream in your ear, you know? But like, they don't.
They don't.
They don't. But,
or the person who edits, they scream in their ear first, and then that guy turns it down.
Oh, that's so true, yeah. That's, like, what I feel like about those ASMR people, like, any time. I know that's, like, a big trend now.
It is.
But, like, at any time, they could literally just, like, scream in your ear. Yeah. They have so much power. Like, mm-hmm. I don't understand. But the second, well, back to cookies. Sorry for my tangent, but back to cookies. Then the second flavor is called the Momoa Dis, Momoa Dis. Which is, like, based off of Jason Momoa. You know that, like, meme that kind of went around where that, like, Girl Scout cookie, like, posted his face on all the Samoa cookies?
Yes.
Yeah, so I kind of, like, played off of her. Shout out to her. Don't know her name, but that little girl, she rocks. played it off of her. So now it's, like, chocolate, caramel, and coconut.
Oh.
And then, of course, we have those varieties in the non-gluten-free section. And then we also have a cookie called the Triple Threat, which is literally like chocolate on chocolate on chocolate, all in a chocolate cookie.
Yes.
My favorite, because I just love chocolate. It's amazing. So it's dark chocolate, quote, milk chocolate, end quote. and then white chocolate, also quotes, because those are vegan, obviously.
Right.
But and then, yeah, it's all in a chocolate cookie. That one's like my jam. And then we also have the s'more cookie called... some more of what, and that's also you know what the name entails, you know, graham crackers, chocolate chips, marshmallows. That's like our most popular flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And the triple chocolate actually is as well. And then we have the Parent Trap cookie, which is based off of Lindsay Lohan, of course, in Parent Trap, whenever she dips her Oreos in the peanut butter. So it's a peanut butter chocolate chip Oreo cookie, which is also a like bestseller,
favorite of the three that I got,
which like I was really surprised that that one would actually take off, because like I don't know, I just don't think people are very much like peanut butter cookie people, but
that's
they actually
true.
Are I don't know,
you sold it well.
The
Instagram pictures are they make them look so good.
Oh yes, so yes, very ooey gooey, very chewy. I didn't even mean to rhyme that, but I did.
Coming up with taglines for your business.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Right here on the spot, I was like, I have to re-listen to this and figure it out. Yeah,
I'll type them all out. So since you said you modified the recipes, had you just been baking long enough and often enough that you knew what to change?
Yeah, basically. So I tried a lot of like on the Pinterest, you know, you get lost on the Pinterest. And so I really dived deep into Pinterest and found some recipes, and just some of them asked you to do like weird things, like putting like baking soda in hot water. And I was like, this is a lot of steps to like help it rise, I guess.
Okay.
'Cause there's most of them don't have like egg replacements in them.
Right.
Which mine don't really either. But I mean, I was just like, wow, I want a recipe that's a lot easier than me, like, having to boil water, having to put stuff in it, mixing that up, and then putting it in a specific, like, put it in the wet ingredient, put the wet in the dry.
Travel to Antarctica.
Yeah, travel to Antarctica, get the rarest flour, like, get some extracts from it,
right.
You know, the essential oils. Like, no, I'm not about that life. Like, I'm in college. I want something kind of snippity-snappity, let's get crackety. And so... the recipe that I saw was like, oh, just throw it all into one thing. And I was like, okay, cool. But then like some of the ingredients, I was like, oh, like I've had that in the past, like fruit and nut ones. And I was like, I don't really like the taste of like, for example, like coconut oil. Like it makes it way too sweet.
Yes.
Like I do like sweet stuff, obviously, but like that's too much for me. Like my teeth will actually fall out. And I was just asking for cavities over here. Okay. But so yeah, then I just modified it and, actually used more of the alternatives, I guess, and so that really made a really good cookie, rather than just using all these like coconut oil and I forgot there's like something else, but yeah,
like the standard things.
I kind of just took it upon myself and I was like, hey, you know what, like this would taste good with it, I think. So I tried it out, you know.
And it worked.
And it worked. It was magic, black magic.
And exactly. So your roommate had more business experience than you did. Did y'all work together? in the business? And then what do y'all do? How do y'all split up? Mm-hmm. Who takes care of what?
So mostly, since she's, you know, more of the artsy-fartsy type. I mean, I consider myself to be kind of artsy-fartsy, but not as artsy-fartsy as her, okay? Just artsy-fartsy with, like, cooking, I guess, and baking. So for me, it's like, okay, well, I'm the science major, and baking really is a science. Cause
it is chemistry.
No, yes. Yeah, it really is, because we even tried different ways of making the cookie, because I thought I could make my life easier and actually use a hand mixer, but it completely changed the cookie as soon as I used the hand mixer.
Wow.
So now I have to mix everything by hand to, like, keep it consistent. But, yeah, it's just crazy how little things can literally ruin your cookie or ruin the way that you initially made it. But she mostly handles, like, our Instagram. So she takes the photos and does, you know, all the, I guess, what do you call it? Like
stories?
Marketing of it.
Oh,
yeah,
the
she
branding.
Handles the story. Yeah, the branding, yeah. So, like, the little circle thing you see on the Instagram, she made that. And, like, all the little, like, actual posts that don't have cookie pictures in it, like, she made that. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, she's really helping me stick with my retro kind of girly but funny vibe that I told her I wanted. Yeah, but I mostly handle DMs because obviously I'm the one that has to make it. And I'm the one who has to, like, take time to, like, make it and deliver it and all that stuff. And then also handle the cookies, like making the dough, cooking the dough, and, yeah, delivering them. But she mostly does all the advertising and marketing behind it.
Okay. Do you think, so is she also going to go to Dallas with you and work together? Or...
this is where it gets a little fuzzy because she's from San Antonio. So, like, that's a really... obviously, that's 6 hours away from Dallas, I think, for a road trip. But we're in the middle of, like, figuring that out to where maybe we come to Waco and, like, meet in the middle maybe twice a month because she obviously needs to take pictures to keep the Instagram going, right? And where she – or I also talk about branding with her and how I want the post to continue to, you know, go through that. But – right now, we don't really know the future of Wilder Sweets, and it's a little scary, but we'll figure it out, hopefully.
Yes.
Like, right now, we're trying, right now, we're trying to kind of get our foot in the door with the Dallas Farmers Market and be there. And so, hopefully, that'll be so exciting if it actually works, because even I went back home for Easter break, and we went and kind of toured around, and we're like, let's see if there's, like, a market for this. And there's, like, one guy there with his... well, he has gluten-free, but he only has, like, two flavors that are actually, like, vegan. And I tried them, and he like, claims that it's the best vegan cookie or best cookie in the world. And I tried them, and I was like...
I was not anymore.
Yeah, because his were very, like, brownie-like, if that makes sense. You know, when you cook the cookie and you actually see, like, the cracks on the top, and it's kind of glossy, too. Kind of like a... kind of like a brownie. That's what I always think of, like, gooey, and you're like, ooh, that's a good corner piece, you know? But I was like, wow, like, there's actually room for us here because there's not that many vegan stands in the, well, vegan dessert specifically. In the farmer's market, of course, there's, like, vegan vendors that have, like, actual food. But when it comes to dessert, what do you want it, like, to cleanse your palate from all that spiciness and, like, whatever they sell.
Where are you going to get your sugar high from?
Exactly. How are you going to keep your motivation to keep going through the farmer's market on a hot summer day?
Yes.
That's all I got to say.
With so many options.
Exactly. So many options. So much walking and So hopefully that works out for us, and hopefully Dallas loves us as much as we love us.
We'll check in for an update when this episode comes out.
Oh,
and
yeah,
if you have anything to promote, we're happy to.
Just, like, visit my booth if you live in Dallas or around.
Even if
Dallas,
you don't, just come and visit the booth.
Exactly. Just visit my booth, take a picture, say you were there, and we will probably repost you on Instagram, because that's, like, literally, that's why a lot of people really rave about us too, because they want their, you know, 5 minutes of clout. So
so true.
Exactly.
So what has it been like? I'm sure taking on the business, you learned it's a lot more than you may have initially thought it was.
Yes,
right?
Definitely.
How has it been juggling that, a new business and college? Because, I mean, we're both biochem majors. It's not easy. School is hard.
School is very difficult.
So how's it changed things for you? What have you learned?
I've definitely learned time management. I honestly have not learned... I can't even say I really learned it 100% with this business, but I definitely got more of a sense of how time management is supposed to be, because, like, I still turned in stuff late, low-key, so.
I mean, me too.
Yeah, so, but definitely time management. I've been like, okay, well, I'm going to focus during the week, like, on school. So So then by the weekend, I have all this time to work on, like, my cookie business and, you know, making cookies, making new recipes, and a lot of late nights as well, like, trying to come out with new flavors because, you know, chocolate chip gets boring after a while because that was literally the first thing I sold was just chocolate chip.
Right.
So, yeah, it's been difficult at times. Very stressful because I was like, okay, well, this is a hobby that I really enjoy, and now that it kind of has some, like, meat behind it, it's like, wow, like, I actually have to keep this up. Uh-huh. Like, I can't slack, and sometimes it gets really frustrating because it's like, oh, like, this is something I used to like to do, and now it's like I have to do it, or mm-hmm. I don't make, you know, the money that I need or to buy, like, more stuff, or it can't even, like, lift off the ground at all if I don't kind of come through with
it. Keep at it, yeah.
Yeah, so that's been a struggle with it, kind of, but... Yeah, time management is the one thing I definitely think I've learned throughout this, even though I still kind of suck at it. But it's a lot better than it used to be. Like, last time, like, I used to not do things because I didn't want to do them. But now, like, I don't do them because sometimes this cookie business takes over. Or, yeah, had a late night with so many deliveries and couldn't keep up sometimes. But, yeah, definitely time management.
Right. Well, I'm so proud that you've come through. It makes me so happy to watch.
I know.
Watch it. It succeeded.
I know. I'm really blowing up. No, I'm just kidding.
No, for real. So if you, what do you have any advice for any college students or anyone, yeah, college students mostly, who would think about starting their own business or think about turning a hobby into a business?
Right. I would say just do it. Like, honestly, like, Nike, just do it. I'm
tell your lab partners, tell people,
exactly.
And then it's out there.
No, yeah, I, like, kind of hype myself up.
And then you had to deliver.
Yeah, and then I had to deliver. I was like, okay, now I actually have to do it because I kind of, like, talked so much high game about it, so I have to come through. But, yeah, honestly, just do it, and you might be pleasantly surprised because, for me, I never thought a vegan cookie business could take off. Like, I thought we would... go weeks with, like, or without orders because there's in Waco, like, the cookie business is so saturated here. Like, there's not just Bittersweet, there's also, like, Milk Bottle and Tiff's Treats, of course, and probably other things because Waco's growing and I'm not really sure of other places, but yeah. I was fully expecting that this wouldn't get as big as it did, and then it did, and I'm shook, but it's a really good thing to invest in side businesses as well, because when you leave here and you have the opportunity to, you know, go into the workforce or whatever you choose to do, you kind of have something that, you know, relaxes your mind, of course, if you choose to do it from, like, a hobby perspective. If you take your hobby to the next level, then it's like, okay, you have a break to kind of do something else. And also, if you are in the job force, like what I'm looking to after this, then it's like, okay, I have another set of, like, income coming in. So then,
exactly,
yeah, you can make more than you expected from your, like, entry-level job. You can make a lot more with your side hustle. So definitely invest in that. And, yeah, it'll be great.
I'm so excited for you.
Oh, so, thank you.
Is there a story behind the name Wilder Sweets, or was it just kind of a... it came naturally? Because
kind of both, because I really thought about making it kind of snappy, but I really couldn't come up with anything. And then I was like, okay, well, my last name's, like, you know, snazzy enough, so yeah. From that I was like, oh, it'd be funny if it was, like, wild or something, because it's, like, obviously my last name's incorporated in it. But then it's like, oh, it's Wilder because it's different, because it's vegan, because, you know, all that stuff. But so here we are, and I was like, Wilder Treats, Wilder Sweets, because I was really thinking about expanding it more than just cookies eventually, because right now I'm only one person, I can really only handle cookies.
Right.
Right? So so I was like, okay, well, we can't do, like, Wilder Cookies, because I eventually want to do more than just cookies, like going to scones or something.
Yes.
Scones and macarons and macarons and all that. But... I know it's scones, but I like to say scones for being fancy, but
I love it.
But yeah, I'm hoping to expand it into that as this business grows and as I get more help, or, like, take time to look in and be like, okay, now I have to figure out other recipes and, like, have more than just two mixing bowls.
So. Invest some of that money into...
Exactly. Tools, no, it's like I buy more supplies, but it never seems to be enough. Mm-hmm. It never seems to be enough. I don't know why that is, but it's true. And I'm, like, cleaning dishes every day, and it's annoying, because I really hate the dishes. Like, I don't know what it is, but...
I love... If there's one chore that I actually strangely love doing, it's dishes. Mm. It's, like, if I'm over at someone's house to eat, I'm like, I will eat the food and then wash the dishes. Right. That's
how I
pay back.
See, I'm more of a laundry gal, because... Like, anytime I'm like, yes, I have to do my laundry once a week, or I'm going through the week without any, like, leggings or underpants. Right, so, like, So that one's more relaxing. I don't know what. Maybe I should go into retail or something. I don't know. Like, folding. Maybe that's my thing. Maybe that's my calling in life. Yes. I don't know. But, yeah, but dishes, I just can't. Like, I will literally watch them pile up until, like, I have to do it, and it gets, like, disgusting to where I'm like, oh, I guess I gotta do the dishes.
Right.
And it's so sad, because, like, we have a dishwasher, so, like, there's no excuse for me to, like, not do the dishes.
Right.
At least rinse the dish and put it in the dishwasher.
Right.
But, you know, it's just, like, 3 inches too far. It's 3 inches too far.
I mean, I'm not the only person with this problem. See, funny thing is, I've never used a dishwasher as a dishwasher. I know.
What?
I was raised in an Asian household,
okay.
And I always, until I visited, like, my white friend's house in middle school, thought that the dishwasher was a drying rack, because we hand wash everything.
Really?
And we would put it in there, and then they were like, I was like, what do I do with this dirty plate? They were like, just stick it in the dishwasher. I was like, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, like, how do I clean it? Where's the soap? Like,
you use the dishwasher to wash your dishes.
Yeah, I've actually heard that before. Like, I have another friend that says, like, oh, yeah, I was always taught that the dishwasher was, like, a drying rack. And I was like, wait, what? Like, how? And then even when we would use the dishwasher, like, she would have to arrange it, like, pretty well to get everything clean. Or else, like, she'd be like, it wouldn't get clean. And I'm just like... I'm fine eating off a dirty spoon as long as it's been, you know, sanitized.
Right. I mean, it's a lot because it's hot enough.
Yeah,
right?
So it's fighting those bacteria. But if there's a piece of rice left over, like, I might just eat it with my meal. It's fine. It's just a little appetizer. Yeah.
Got a little more flavor.
Exactly. Add a little more spice to my life.
So, as a baker, do you have a dream dessert that you would like to make or eat? Do you have a favorite? Or, like, one day you would really be able to make this.
I have, like, a weird obsession with, like, macaroons. And I don't know if it's because I've taken so much French or, like, that my family has some, like, Canadian, like, French going on. And maybe I'm just really obsessed with it because of that. Like, I don't know what it is. But every time we go somewhere, I'm just like, oh, I love macaroons. Like, I have to buy them if I see them. Because they're so cute. They're, like, different colors and... So I'd really like to make those, or veganize them, I guess, and put my touch on them, even though the French will probably cry, but it's fine. But
it's okay, we're not in France.
Yeah, that's true. I can just be, like, French-influenced, yes. I guess. Something like that.
Yes.
But that's definitely the dream that I would eventually want to do past cookies, because, I mean, cookies are amazing, because honestly, that's probably one of my favorite desserts in general, because, I don't know, something about a warm cookie... dipping it in whatever type of milk you like, 2%, almond, oat, whatever.
Yes.
Like, it's just tasty. I can't.
Yes.
And then, like, drinking the milk afterwards, and it has all those little cookie crumbles. Oh. Ooh, it's like, you know, milk and cereal, too. Like, you love that cereal milk. Yeah, bottle that up. But but it's like cookie milk. I don't know. But it's really delicious, and especially on, like, a cold day or raining, like, it's so good. I don't know what it is. But, yeah, macaroon would have to come, like, second, because it's a little more, like, technically difficult as well, so that would add just a little challenge to what I do now, but also, they just taste so fluffy and delicious.
I love the way it crumbles when you bite into it.
And it just kind of, like, melts in your mouth like cotton candy, and you're just like, this is it, chief. That's it.
And I feel less guilty because they're so small, even though I'm sure there's just as much sugar in
one
of them.
Oh, yeah, if not more. Yeah. Yes, definitely.
But I'm like, this was small. I can eat another.
Exactly.
And then another.
And you wouldn't feel bad having, like, 12 of those. But 12 cookies, ooh.
Mm.
Yeah.
Right.
Even though, like, I've had my days where I've definitely had 12 of my own cookies.
Right.
And
you have to.
Yeah, it's really bad. I, like, live off of cookies because of this business, which is probably the downfall of me and, you know.
It's okay. If you need some healthy, just make a fruit and nut one.
Yeah, that's what I've been thinking of. But then I'm like, ugh, but I probably would eat 12 of those if I'm being honest with myself.
That's true.
But I know there are some people that would. So, yeah, that's definitely on the list to make the fruit and nut one.
Right. So, in talking about the future, and you were just saying it's a little fuzzy where the future of the cookie business is going. And I want to ask you about this because I know you've faceless, and I mean, as if we as seniors,
right,
we're graduating, we're going into the real world.
Yikes.
There's a lot of uncertainty
yes,
about the future. How have you dealt with that in the past? Because I know that your career plans have changed and right, they've shifted in the last year or so.
Right.
So how did you handle it?
Ooh, not well
how
at
are you
first.
Handling
not well at first, I will be honest. Because, you know, you're in college for 4 years working towards, you know, your goal, whether it be pre-professional school or you do want to go into the job force or you want to go to a master's program, whatever. But it's just really hard when you have to sit with yourself when senior year kind of comes around and you're like, okay, let's be honest with yourself. Like, is this what you want to do still? I know you've kind of invested, like, your whole college career on this and especially, like, missing out on some opportunities in order to succeed at school yeah, or in order to get where you want to go. And so it just, yeah, I did not handle that very well, especially now coming into the last semester, last week of school even. And so I really just sat back with myself and I was like, okay, I don't know if I really want to do this anymore. So for now, I'm just really exploring my other options, kind of creating option B from mm-hmm, my option A, which is what I learned in leadership class. Look at me. But yeah, now I'm just like, okay, let me explore what else I like doing. Because I started this cookie business, never thought I'd be in, like, a business position ever in my life. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, okay, why not go with business? Like, let's see what business has to offer. And it's funny, because, like, they don't even care that I was a biochem major.
Right.
Like, they just want warm bodies, which I'm, well, not really warm bodies. You obviously have to be kind of qualified.
But. And if you're a biochem major, you're smart.
Right, right. Like, they notice that, and if you've done a lot of volunteer work, like, then they notice that, too, and they're like, wow, she's really a servant, like, knows how to lead things, and especially being in organizations, and if they were in those organizations, mm-hmm, too, they really admire that, too. So, lots of pull with that. But so, I'm kind of just going off into my own way, I guess, like, making a path out of no way. And so, I'm just like, okay, well, if whatever I intended to do after Baylor, or after school, if I want to go back to that, I very much well can, because, mm-hmm, like, professional school is always going to be there, like, mm-hmm, master's programs are always going to be there, and so it just took me a few weeks to really realize that, you know, it's not the end of the world, and my life's not over. You just kind of, yeah, make a way out of no way, and just keep on trucking. So that's what I've really been hoping, and get yourself back up and out there, and just keep walking, because, you know, you're, and also I realize, like, I'm not the only one that's really gone through this problem. It might feel like it, because, you know,
people don't talk about it when they're going through it.
No, yeah, people don't talk about it. Even at Baylor, like, or during my schooling career, like, when I did bad in a class and nobody really talked about that and everybody was just like, oh, your life's over, like, you're never going to make it, like, what are you going to do about it? And right, you're just like, yeah, it's like...
Which isn't true.
Yeah, which isn't true. And a lot of people don't actually talk about, like, failing a class or not doing so hot in a class or whatever. They're just like, oh, yeah, I kind of just did it and kept going and I'm kind of hoping for the best, but they don't tell you when you're in it until, like, after the fact, where you're like, yeah, actually that sucked, and they're mm-hmm, like, yeah, it did, like, I got like a D, and you're like,
yeah,
like, mutual respect.
Yep.
Yeah, like, nobody really talks about their issues, and that's kind of sad, and we really need to open up more about that, which is, yeah, like, I think that would help a lot of the, I don't know, like, the, what do you call it, like, the culture, I guess, mm-hmm, of it all. Because I was super discouraged, like, coming through my whole 4 years feeling, like, poop about myself and poop about, like, what I was doing, and I didn't know why I was doing it and stuff like that. But then, like, when you really open up to people and learn about their actual failures and how they've kind of dealt with it, then you're like, wow, like, it doesn't feel as bad anymore.
Right.
Less man, or not as, what? More, oh, it seems more manageable. There we
yes,
go. Seems more manageable, and, you know, you just kind of pick yourself up and keep going, really, and that's the name of the game, man.
Right.
So I'm kind of in that that space where I'm just like, okay, well, I need to get myself up and see, honestly, utilizing it as a time of exploration and see, like, okay, maybe, yeah, maybe science is something that I actually want to do in the future. But for now, like, might as well explore what I think maybe that mm-hmm, I'd want to do.
And
in
that
life.
You're good at.
Yeah. And so, yeah, maybe I'll be better at this than I am at science, and I'll be pleasantly surprised and really excel in where I'm at. Or if I hate my life, like, doing the new plan I thought, then of course, like, I can always go back and get what I need from there. But at least I have that life experience going into it, and maybe build more armor than just going straight out of college.
Yes.
yeah, I think it'll be very beneficial that I'm going to have or experience a little bit more life before I go, and especially before we go. Yeah. Shameless plug on the plug. Yeah. But yeah, so just because I do know, like, a lot of professional schools and master's programs like to see that you have, like, had life experience and you mm-hmm. know this is actually what you want to do, rather than, you know, I'm looking at it like, okay, well, I don't want to waste, like, 4 years of my life. And then it's like, okay, well, I have to do that because I have to pay those loans exactly. off. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like, I don't want to get stuck. And especially one of my professors actually really opened up to me about it and was like, hey, like, I went that route, but then I dropped out and realized that it wasn't for me. And then she was like, yeah, and a lot of people that continued on that path even came back to me and were like, bro, like, I should have dropped with you. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, I don't want to live with that type of regret and doing something that I hate. Like, I really want to look for, you know, a career, not just a job. So, yes. Yeah, definitely getting, right, learning all this yes. life experience from college.
Yes.
But, yeah, that's what I'd say, is just keep on trucking, make that plan B. It's going to be difficult at first, trust me. It was hard to look in the mirror and be like, ooh, like, this isn't happening mm-hmm. for me. Or, like, telling, you know, your parents and being like, ooh, like, I know. That's I've been tooting myself. Yeah, I've been tooting myself for 4 years, and now I'm not doing what I tooted about. Mm-hmm. And that was very difficult, but they were very understanding, of good. Course. And but to me, internally, I was like, ooh, I feel like a loser, because I, like, tooted to everybody and their mom, like, ooh, this is what I'm going to do. And now it's like, ooh, shoot, like, that's not what I'm going to do anymore.
Right, and I think that's something that every person deals with, and it's so true what you said right. about sharing your failures. I think as a pre-med freshman especially, we yeah. have such a tendency to idolize the seniors, to yeah. idolize the upperclassmen, and when we don't see that all the things that were going wrong
right.
during their lives, and then it just, we set an impossible standard and bar for ourselves, yeah. and then when we don't meet it, we kind of beat ourselves up.
Yeah, but I think the problem is also, like, they kind of don't let it also be, like, shown, because right. At a very young, tender age of freshman year, you're coming in and they're like, oh, well, they've done research, they've done A, B, and C, they're, like, the perfect candidate for medical school, you want right. to be them, basically. And then, well, what is it, like, PHP or something? Mm-hmm. But, and you're kind of like, wow, like, yeah, that's where I want to be, so I can't, like, fail, or I can't not show weakness, and I have to carry myself. And then it just kind of sets the tone right there for pre-health students that, like, you know, if you fail, if you have a bad day, like, you're out, bro.
Right.
And, like,
which is very unhealthy.
Yeah, and I think that needs to change, where it can be like, hey, like, I think they're the perfect candidate for medical school, and, like, ask them about their failures.
Yes.
Ask them about, like, what they think they can improve on, rather than just shoving it down our throats that, hey, you need to be, like, 100% on all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, as, yeah, you're right. And as yeah. upperclassmen, speaking up when we do mess up, as awful yeah. as that feels.
No, it is so true. So with my, like, current job, I guess, on campus, a lot of underclassmen that are kind of, or were going the same route as me, have really asked me about it. And I will be 100% honest with them and be like, no, it was hard. Mm-hmm. Like, I struggled a lot. Like, I had to study a lot more than I thought I had to.
Yes.
Because I was a high school hero, came here, college zero, low-key. But,
yeah. I feel.
So I've been very honest with them, and they really appreciate it, too. Like, there's this one girl who always, like, loves talking to me. I don't mean to toot my own horn, but but no, she's like, no, thank you for being honest with me, and thank you for being raw with me, because I see that you're doing just fine, and right. you're going on with your life, and, like, now that really, in my mind, that really comforts me into moving into the future, mm-hmm. which I think, yeah, but also it's hard because a lot of people don't really approach people about their failures, and it's also really hard to talk about failure in yes. general. So, like, even her, like, opening up to me about it, it's just, like, I could see that she was uncomfortable being like, ooh, like, I didn't really do okay, or, oh, I think I might fail, or, mm-hmm. you know, and you're just like, oh, it's okay, just pick yourself back up. Honestly, I am a true testament to that, because I just picked myself up, kept going.
It's not the end of the world.
Exactly, yeah. Still graduating on time, like, still going through it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really amazed at myself these past 4 years. Very gritty. Look at me.
Yes.
I know.
That grit, that determination.
That determination, yeah.
You got back up.
Yeah, and it's just not something to be ashamed of, which is what I realized. But I was very ashamed, like, during the moment, I'm not going to lie. Like, I wasn't always like, oh, yeah, just keep going. But now that I've really, like, redone it and kind of, like, configured my path, it's just, it's been awesome. And I hope that my life turns out awesome, too. And
yes.
that, you know, I really do utilize this 1 to 2 years of growth and seeing what I actually really like and where, if I want to go back, if I want to move forward with something else and things like that. So, yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, even in tackling challenges and failures, I think that mm-hmm. teaches you so much more than just succeeding through everything.
Oh, yeah. It really does. Yeah. And it, yeah, this picture is always painted that people just haven't failed. And it's just disgusting, in my opinion. Like, I just can't believe it.
Yes, I am 100,000% with you.
Yeah, I feel like my college experience, I wouldn't have been as hard on myself, like, during these 4 years if that was highlighted a bit more.
Yes.
That it wasn't the end of the world. That, you know, there wasn't a magic red button that's literally going to blow up the world if I failed or if I didn't get that research opportunity or if I didn't do what I was supposed to do.
Right. Well, I'm so glad you answered that, fed right into the next question of what would you tell your freshman self, which you said, you know, it's okay to fail.
Yeah, definitely okay to fail. But some key things that I've learned these past 4 years, kind of like two of the same things, but like in different ways. So one, I definitely say that your friend group really matters, actually. Yes. Like, it's a lot more important than you think it is. So if you're hanging out with the kind of the wrong crowd your freshman year, like, definitely let those people go. Like, don't feel bad that you're hurting people's feelings. Like, if they're really not helping you grow, you need to cut them off. Mm-hmm. And if they're not really going in the same life direction in general, because, like, I have a lot of, you know, I had friends that were super nice, like, super caring. They really didn't do anything to me. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not bitter about them or anything. But, like, when it comes down to it, you just treat it, honestly, like a real relationship. You're just like, okay, well, are these people going to help me where I need to go? Or, like, are they going to sharpen me? Are they going to really challenge me in the future? Are they really worth sticking around and then, or sticking around with them? And you're just like, wow, if you answer no to one of those, then just, like, you know, kind of not completely, like, cut them off, but, you know, obviously, like, distance and, like, okay, yeah, we're not really growing in the same way. Sorry about it, but not really, because, like, really looking into the future, I don't think if I could be your friend anymore. Right. So, I mean, that sounds really bad, but it really does matter to where, if you're going to be motivated to stay in school, or, like, stay, like, your path, your whatever you want to do in the future, I think that's a really big thing. And then also quitting a lot of, like, extracurricular activities. Like, if that's really not going to help you moving forward, cut that off too. Like, yes. Yeah, like, it's not a bad thing that you were involved with it, but if you realize that it's not really, like, your scene, mm-hmm. you know, and it's not really bringing you any fulfillment, then just drop out of it. Like, it's not going to make you look like a quitter, because that was my big thing. Mm. Like, in high school, like, I stuck with this because, like, I needed it on my resume. I needed to, like, complete it. I didn't want to be a quitter. I don't want to look like a loser. But no, like, if you're wasting your time in something that you really don't enjoy, like, that's worse, I think, than, you know, suffering through your 4 years of, like, oh, I have to go to this meeting, or oh, I have to do this event, or
If you're doing it just for the resume, stop. Find something else that you want to do.
Yeah, exactly. That really brings you joy. And don't, like, just don't do it because it's expected of you. Because I got caught up in that, especially, like, in the freshman, tender age of freshman year, when they're like, no, you have to, or you're not going to make it. And I was just like, whoa, like, what?
Yeah, it's so
and so I was like, true. No, like, I don't really, like, that's not what brings me joy. Like, I'd rather join, like, a service organization, or, like, I don't know, like, if sororities are your thing, then, like, that's your thing. But also, yeah, I mean.
Right, no, at those interviews, they want to see that you've done something that you care about, that you've talked about, you can nurture it, not that you just showed up
because you showed up because it was kind of expected of you, and you didn't quit because it was expected of you. Right. So, but yeah, if it doesn't bring you joy, and if it's not actually something you really enjoy, don't waste your time on it, because 4 years is a long time to waste your life on something that you really don't enjoy. And you don't even realize it until you're at the end and you're like, wow, I'm glad I'm not in that anymore, because I would be, like, sad. Or, like, oh, that's not where I felt like my talent was best utilized and things like that. So, yeah, definitely cut off those friends that aren't, like, doing you any justice. Even if it's high school, like, this could be for any point in your life. It's just like, oh, if you don't see it going anywhere, then it's probably not going anywhere. Just know that. And then, of course, second of all, kind of recapping, yeah, don't be in things, don't waste your time in things that you really don't enjoy. Definitely go out and explore those things, because, like, looking back on it, I'm like, low-key, I kind of wasted some time, like, in terms of picking up the minors that I chose, because I was like, wow, like, I really love French, and I really love learning about forensic science, but I never pursued that, like, outside of our, like, degree requirements, mm-hmm. really. And I wish I could, if I could go back, like, I would be minoring in French, and I would be like, s'il vous plaît, merci.
Yes.
And, like, really investing time in things like that. But since, you know, you're told, oh, if you don't do this, then like, meh. So I was kind of like sucked into what I'm doing now. And I was just like, wow, like, I really don't like this as much as I thought I did. Right. And then by the time it's like end of junior year, you're like, wow, it's actually too late now. So.
Right. And I think that's just a lesson that we have to learn and hopefully right. that we can pass on so people don't make the same mistake. Because the same exactly. thing, I did a bio minor.
Yeah.
Because everyone was like, everyone does a bio minor.
Yep,
and I was like, that makes sense. But I don't need a bio minor.
Right. I don't need it. But I thought in my head, like, oh, it'd make me look so much better. It really doesn't. Like,
no.
And they're like, and who are you?
Right.
Who dat? Like, who this is? Like,
that's one line on a resume that says nothing about your actual character.
And then realizing, like, it's not actually going to be on your degree really, like, shook me to my core because I didn't know that. I was like, wow, so I really wasted 18 hours of my school, like, to get something that's not even going to show up, and I didn't even enjoy it. So.
But, I mean, it taught you grit.
It did teach me grit, but it also taught me, like, wow, I don't like biology as much as as I thought I did. But, yeah, I mean, grateful that I had the experience to even, like, make that decision for myself. But if I could go back and, like, relive my college experience, I definitely would have dropped when I was like, okay, yeah, this isn't it. But I was like, oh, this is it, because, you know, your advisor is like, oh, it's just, like, one more class, so you're fine. And you're just like, but it's not fine.
No.
Like, one more class actually
makes
a huge difference.
Histology is not just one class.
No, yeah.
Anatomy is not just
ecology,
one class.
I'm really, well, I'm not struggling, but, like, that's a lot harder than I thought it would be.
What everyone says about that course. Yeah. So
really
I think
sad.
It's worth sitting down and having some introspection early on freshman year about what you want to do, where you want to go, and
just
follow along.
Think about it. Don't just follow along on what people say that you need to do, because I fell into that trap, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one big thing, is whenever you're meeting with your advisor, talking with friends, seeking advice, like, actually really think about yourself before going in there. Don't just take it and be like, oh yeah, like, I'll tap this on just because I need one more class, or oh yeah, I'll just do this because you said maybe it'll make me look better.
Right.
Because in reality, like, it doesn't. We're all this on the same playing field. It's just like, as long as you hit those credits, quote unquote, that you need to graduate or to go into the program that you want to go to after graduation, then, like, of course do that. But other than that, nobody cares what you majored in, nobody cares what you minored in, as long as you, like, hit your requirements, obviously. But they don't care. They just want to know that you're a good person and that you actually have the capacity to complete their programs.
Right. Exactly. And then if now is your time, now is your time to go explore forensic science, to do screenwriting,
exactly.
to do languages. Because when else are you going to have, like, guaranteed times per week when you can go learn about
these
things?
And it's a really nice brain break, too, because, like, I kind of hate that my schedule turned out to be like science, 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 science.
Mm-hmm.
Like, after my other requirements were done, it's literally like science, science, science. Like,
right.
lab after lab after lab.
Yeah, I need to bake cookies.
Yeah, exactly. By the end of the week, I'm like, wow, I really need to bake my cookies.
Bake and eat.
Yeah, and eat. Eat and bake cookies. That is the end of the week for me. But, yeah, so I wish if I could go back is just have that brain break. And especially, like, a scheduled brain break, like, that's great.
Yes.
And especially something that you can kind of escape from and really, like, recharge your mind to do something else rather than lab or science.
Yeah. No lab coats.
Yeah.
No raccoon eyes from the goggles.
Yes. Or, like, you know, you don't, not washing your lab coat because it smells like chemicals and you don't want to put it on your other clothes.
Yeah.
And your scrub pants, too. Yes.
Right. Not having to wear long pants in 90 degree weather. Oh.
Exactly.
Yes.
Closed-toed shoes was, like, the easiest thing for me
yes.
with that class.
No, but it was, like, in August when it's still super hot, and I was like, I have to wear jeans today.
Yeah.
And bring scrub pants, you're right.
Yep, I always did the scrub pants, even though it kind of took up more of my backpack than I would like it to, but it helped in the long run, because at least you could take them off afterwards.
Right, worth it. So, in following up with the figure out what brings you joy, and if it doesn't, then there's no need to do it, what kind of things bring you joy or stress relief?
Of course, baking.
Yes.
And also, like, one thing I learned is sometimes doing nothing.
Yes.
So I'm very much, I'm sorry to plug in the Enneagram one here. But
oh, please do.
Yes.
We are on a streak.
I know. But I'm definitely a type 3. So if I feel like I'm doing nothing, I feel like a complete loser.
Hmm.
Like 100%. And so, yeah, because I notice, like, during the week, I'll be like, go, 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 go. And then, of course, during the weekend, I'll be like, like, literally, as soon as Friday hits and I have nothing to do, like, I'm passed out, like, on the couch, in my bed, on the floor, like, I don't know how I ended up there, but there I am. So
you're being productive by sleeping.
Exactly. But then just realizing interest, just being like, okay, when I have nothing to do, that's a good thing. Because then you can actually utilize that time to do what you like, bring you joy, such as baking or whatever. Even just clearing your head for the next week to come is a really big thing. Or introspective, like looking back at like, oh, how did I complete the week? Did I like it? Did I not like it? Like, what am I doing with my life? Who am I? Where am I? Who I be? But but honestly, like one thing that I'm learning that's bringing me joy is actually doing nothing. And that's really hard for me as a type 3. But it's been very helpful, in my opinion, so.
Helpful in
really reflecting and using that time to, like, think about my feelings. Because, of course, like, a mile a minute during the week and just having, even during the week, if I have a moment of downtime, it's just like, okay, let me just think about if this is the best way I can do this. Is this efficient for me? Is this not efficient for me? And, of course, thinking about those things, like, are these friends good for me? Is this life good for me? Like, am I doing what I really want to do? So that reflection has been awesome because going, of course, again, like a mile a minute, you don't really think about those things. So just having that time of silence where you can actually really be introspective and think about yourself is just a good way, I think, to pass the time and kind of bring me joy, even though sometimes it can be stressful because I'm like, yeah, it's like, I'm not really as good as I thought I was, or like.
But now I know what progress I need to make.
Exactly, which I would have otherwise never thought of, because I would be like, okay, well, now I need to do this. Okay, now I need to check up on this person. Okay, now I need to do this. Okay, now I need to send this email. Okay, now, blah, blah, blah. Like, literally like a bee, like in your head, like, like whatever that song is, right? Yes. What is it? Fantasia? I know it's on there.
The flight of the bumblebee.
Yeah, literally. Like, that's what my head is like on a weekly basis. Oh my gosh,
that stresses me out.
Exactly. Yeah. So, like, not having the bee, and now it's kind of like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Like, that's a lot helpful than, like, the bee really going for it at, like, 120 BPM or whatever the heck. Yes. Yeah, so.
Were you in band?
Yes, I was. I was a band nerd. I was a percussionist, actually.
Have we not talked about this? Because so was I.
What?
Yeah. I know.
Oh my gosh. What did
you... I was pit, and then I moved on. I was drum captain my junior year. Mm. Our band was only 40 people. Our percussion section was maybe, I don't know,
like
9
people. Like me and someone.
So we all kind of played everything.
Yeah.
They called us the amoeba on the field because we had so few people, you couldn't really tell what the formation was supposed to be.
They're like, oh, what's that little speck in the middle of the field? Like,
But
is that an ant? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. I find that the people I gravitate towards and end up being friends with and get along well, we've all been in band.
Wow,
like, it's just I don't know.
I was like, besides now you, there's a new talent that I've just realized. I was like, I only have one other friend that was also in drumline,
Michelle's in...
She was?
Michelle's a drummer.
She was?
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that either. Wow.
It doesn't come up, but then when it does, I was like, yep, there it is.
Yeah. No, I have this other friend I met at line camp. She's also, she was a drummer, but we're really close too, but wow. Yeah, I was on bass line for marching band. Look at me.
Yep.
And then, and then, of course, like, symphony orchestra, whatever the heck. But, yeah. So.
No, I feel like the underrated skill that I learned from being a percussionist is how to pick things up from the floor. Because, you know, you couldn't just bend down to pick up the sticks.
Yeah, like, that's true. You were like, it was like a pregnant person. Like, you can't see your feet. You can't see your knees. Like, yeah. And you can't do it because, like, your drum's going to fall off and bust and you'll die, honestly. Yeah. Your band directors will get really mad at you and be like, you're dead to me.
they would be mad that you broke the drum and not that you were dead. They're like, well, you know what? We'll replace you.
Yeah, they're like, you're replaceable. We'll just find somebody off the street.
But this drum, it costs like $800.
Yeah, and then you're like, yikes, bro. Like, I didn't know. It costs more than what I'm worth. Like, honestly, yeah. Even if it was like $5, I'm like, wow, that's more than me.
No. Okay, well, we're wrapping towards the end. That's not a phrase. As we close out, is there anything that you would like to plug besides at Wilder Sweets? Any podcasts that you like listening to? Favorite Netflix shows? Books?
Interesting. Definitely. Well, a book that I've been reading lately that's a good one is called Eleanor Oliphant. Oliphant? Oliphant? I don't know what that is. I think it's Oliphant.
This?
Yes. Okay. It's completely fine. Really good book, 10 out of 10 recommend. I read it on a plane ride, so nice. Really love it. Let's see, podcast that I like, obviously, Before We Go, add it in the at.
Thanks.
But I do actually listen to it religiously.
Oh,
like,
thanks.
Since you told me about it, I was like, okay, I gotta make sure to listen.
You're
and
one of
when
ones.
You were editing, like, during your exit exam, I was like, okay, she's editing. I know it's probably gonna be uploaded in the next 2 days.
Yes.
Like, I gotta keep up with it. But one that I really like is Coffee Break French.
Coffee Break French.
Yeah, since I really like, I love, you know, the French language, obviously, so that's been helping me stay, you know, chipper in French. And I also like Why Won't You Date Me by Nicole Byer. I just think she is so hilarious. You know, the Nailed It girl? Oh, love her. On also, Netflix plug, too, because she likes, you know, she's on, what is it? What did I even just say?
Why Won't You Date
Nailed
Me?
It. Nailed,
Nailed
It. Nailed It.
Nailed It.
Nailed It. Yeah. She's on Nailed It. She's, like, the main person. But she has her own podcast called Why Won't You Date Me? And basically she's like, oh, like, I have all these dating apps and all of these things, and I don't understand why people just won't date me. And I'm like, same!
And I'm gonna explore this in front of the public.
Exactly. Exactly. So I actually really like it because she's really funny, too, because she's a comedian, too.
Got
so
it.
It's funny. But so I think those are my favorite things. Netflix shows, well, obviously Nailed It, which was already on there, as we said. But actually, I'm not sure. What have I been into lately?
You tell me.
I know. I don't know. Well, because it's just, I've been, like, behind on things. Like, I'll watch the first season, and I'll be like, oh, season 2, season 3, season 4, and I just kind of, like,
right.
put it to the wayside, try and start something new, and then I fall asleep, and then it's just a vicious cycle.
Oh, there's so many options. I feel like every time
yeah.
I open up something,
it's something new.
Right. If they gave me 5 options to choose from and I picked one, I feel like I could do that.
Right.
But it's
right.
just the like,
millions, millions, millions. And like, and millions in every category. There's millions of categories and millions in every category.
Right.
There's one that I recently just finished that I really like. It's called Special.
Special.
Yeah. So it's basically about a guy who has, I think it's cerebral palsy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he kind of goes about his dating life and, like, his mom, because he obviously needs assistance with, like, living in general. And so it's kind of him learning about his independence to see if he can really live on his own and things like that, and how he can navigate his job that he gets and all this stuff. So I really like that show. Really good. Really good.
Okay.
So those
good.
Are my ads. Those are my toots for the week.
We will put that in our little section or box.
Little
description,
box.
That's description. What I'm looking
box
for.
Box description, yes.
Yes.
On the Spotify and the Apple Music.
Yes.
Or the Apple Podcast, something like that.
Yes.
Whatever. Yeah.
If you ever need someone to eat your cookies and buy your cookies and plug
True.
Them.
Probably only during the holidays, though, right?
I mean,
you'll be,
still. Yeah.
Yeah. I do like Dallas more than Houston, unpopular opinion. But I love a big city. I'm
yes.
a big city goyle. Like, I have to, that's how I flourish. Like, if I could, my ideal city would be New York City. Like, I want to meet
yeah.
500 people, new people a day that are, like, all across, like, the United States, coming from, like, overseas, because,
right.
like, that's where everybody wants to be.
Right.
But, you know, they have all the sports teams, everything you could ever think of. Like, it's there.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, Austin, like, oh, they don't have, like, a football team. Even though, like, I don't watch football. But, like,
you like the
I
option
like the
too.
Option. Yeah. Right. If I, well, like, I watch it, but I won't, like, actively buy, like, an NFL ticket or something.
Right.
But all they have is, like, UT. They don't have a hockey team. They don't have a basketball team. It's just like, okay, so why am I here?
Mm-hmm.
Like, of course you have good restaurants and shopping, but, like, what else do you have? Like, I need the ballet company. I need the ballet company. I need the population.
Right.
I need, like, yeah. I
but
need
with
the,
less traffic.
Yeah, with less traffic.
And the
exactly.
cleaner city.
Yes, exactly. I can breathe. Like, no potato monoxide. No potato monoxide in the
right.
air. So
right. No, I feel like in Austin, I love visiting Austin. I love visiting Houston and San Antonio. But
right.
I feel like everyone living there, a lot of times, it's a bunch of yuppies who are trying to prove themselves.
Exactly.
And then it's
yeah.
just, it's a tense atmosphere and
mm-hmm.
everyone's trying to get something. And
right.
Houston is definitely more intense. Kids
mm-hmm.
that come out of Houston, I feel like, are 10 times more intense than kids that come from Dallas.
That is so
Even
true.
If they have the same...
like, socioeconomic standpoint.
Right.
Yeah. I've noticed that, too. And it's so weird. Like, I haven't really met many people that are from Dallas here. Like,
mm-hmm.
I think it's more of a Houstonite, like,
right.
university. Which I, even though people are like, oh, like, half, like, more people, like, the statistic, I guess, is like, oh, yeah, more people are from Dallas than Houston. But I'm like, I don't really run into people
right.
from...
Well, see, here's the thing. Houston people will tell you they're from Houston.
Right.
And Dallas people... and we don't feel the need because we know we're secure in our own.
Oh, that's true. I'm secure in my city.
Yeah, true. I feel like if they were, Austin's always like, hi, I'm here. We're
yeah,
Austin.
Yeah.
And Houston's like, we're Houston. Like, you got to know.
Yeah, they're like, H-Town.
Yeah.
Hold it down. And
then,
you're like, okay, well, I'm, yeah, I'm Dallas.
Yeah. Dallas is like, hi, I'm here.
Yeah.
And San
exactly.
Antonio, I feel like, is also pretty chill.
Like, yeah, San Antonio's pretty chill.
Hola, estamos aquí.
I was like, I don't know what you just said. I speak French.
We're
no
here.
Habla español.
There you go.
I was like, no habla español.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness gracious. Wow.
I'm glad we agree on Dallas.
Yes, yes, definitely. But I was like, but the ultimate Mecca city would be like New York. Because
right.
I would want to be in like, you know, they have ballet, they have, you know, two NFL teams. Like,
right.
What the heck? And then like hockey, obviously. They have two hockey teams as well.
Two basketball teams.
Two basketball. Like, they're really thriving. Like, they're showing everybody up. Like, honestly.
World status, too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because everybody in the world, when they think of, you know, United States, it's like L.A. or New York.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, in L.A., I don't think I could hang with that crowd. I can't, like, always be, you know, waxing myself, threading myself, looking 100% every time I go out the door. You know, in New York, I feel like, okay, like, you have to at least look good when you go out the door on, like, a weekend.
Right.
But, like, during the week, you could definitely look like a ragamuffin and people would still not bother you.
All kinds of people there.
Exactly. But L.A., they'd be like,
go back.
You didn't order the turkey burger. You got the real burger. Like, I don't know. Like, they would judge everything you do.
Yeah.
When in New York, they're like, hey, I'm walking here. Yeah. And you're like, yes, I see. Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Like, yeah. Although I feel like as Southerners in New York, we would have to adjust because we're so, not naturally, but we're so used to being friendly on the
right.
street.
Which is, like, weird because I never thought of, like, the South being very, like, nice. Like, I honestly haven't seen, like, the Southern hospitality. Mm-hmm. But then it's like, because when I visited New York, I thought, like, everybody was super nice there,
oh.
even though, like, even though they're like, you look like trash, and I'm like, wow!
You noticed me.
I know, I was like, at least he's honest. Like, you know what I mean? Like, thank you for pointing out my flaws, rather than be like, bless your heart, or, like, you know, very passive-aggressive.
Yes.
Like, I'd rather somebody, like, come, like, look at me and be like, hey, yo, like, you look like garbage, rather than look at me and be like, bless your heart, honey, I love that new, like, bun that looks like a bird's nest. Do you feed that? Like, you know? Like, I would much rather somebody, like, come up to my face and be like, yo, like, what up,
yeah.
than, like, being around
fake
it.
Fake honesty.
Yeah.
Or not
just
not
be like, messes. Ooh, like, that's a new interesting style. Rather than, like, just tell me how it is. Just,
right.
like, give it to me. Like, I can handle it, I think.
I'm with you on that.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think I didn't realize how much I'd kind of take soaked in that Southern tendency until I was walking in Taipei.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom was like, you've got to stop smiling at the people that you walk past.
Right.
I was like, oh, I didn't even realize I was doing it.
Right.
Because people just, you know, head down, walk straight.
Yeah. But. See, but I noticed that some people do, well, maybe it's just because I'm in university, like, they do it, but, like, people will just be on their phone or, like, literally walk with their eyes
yeah.
down, and you're just like, yikes, like, I don't want to mess with you.
Right.
But, like, for me, I'm, like, looking around, like, lost puppy, like, wow, like, every
yeah.
day, and, like, want to look at everybody and, like,
yes.
you know, have that acknowledgement that we're both on this planet,
yes.
you know, but most people... But most people are just, like, hurrying to, like, the next thing, looking down. But maybe that's just here, but...
Right, no, I agree. And then I would do that, and my mom, she would be like, you're going to be the first one to get kidnapped. And I was like, oh.
Yikes.
I'll just talk, you know, be friendly. I'll make friends with the kidnapper.
No, yeah, exactly. I'll be so friendly, they can't even do anything to me. They gotta let me go
you'll
eventually.
You'll just yell for help. And I'll go through the
car. But you're like, help, kind of, sorry. Sorry for yelling, right? Like, to the kidnapper.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming. It's been fun.
I know.
So glad you
Good
came.
Good conversation.
Yes.
I enjoy being on this podcast.
Good. I'm so glad you came. I look forward to editing this episode.
I know. I'm so excited to hear this episode.
Yes, for coming on this episode.
You're welcome. Anytime. I will have a part two if I'm famous and popular
yes.
enough.
Yes. Hit up Wilder Sweets. Check them out on Instagram at WILDERSWEETS.
Yes.
Follow us at Before We Go Pod on Instagram. That's the only social media we have.
Yes, I follow it.
And before we go, as all good Asian aunties say,
drink
more
water. Hydrate before you die, drink.
Yes, crucial.